Blog Talk Radio.
Disclaimer: the views and opinions expressed in this show are those of the host as viewed in a public journal atmosphere and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of any fraternal order.
And thanks again for tuning in to Quest for the Mystic Temple. Today's topic was service. The Grand Architect is visible through us and all around us, but we fail to recognize this grand being, as it will appear in vast ways and in the visible and invisible worlds. As an onion is peeled to reveal your divine nature or divine self, the ego will fade away eventually. Remove layers that no longer serve you, but serve others. And another way that you can call it is service. It's also service with altruism, but that is dealing with helping others. But how do you serve when serving higher nature? You know, on a material plane, we already know about customer service, domestic service, military service, public service, selfless service, which also I said earlier can be categorized as service with altruism. But how can you service the Creator, the Grand Architect of the Universe, the Grand Being, the Most High? Because the only legs, arms, or voice it has is through the human being, through us. Masonry does it all the time, the Rosicrucian Order, or Rosicrucians does it all the time. Different ways of servicing through that energy.
Thanks for tuning in again to Quest for the Mystic Temple on Blog Talk Radio. This show, a podcast, or public journal can also be found at iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Thanks for returning. And if you can find any nuggets of understanding in this public journal, you can go ahead and write a review up on the iTunes or Stitcher or Blog Talk Radio. Also can be found at on Twitter, # Milwaukee Mystic, or Milwaukee Mystic. Yeah, that's about it. Today's little write-up I did was about service. Usually I will go into a meditation and contemplate a question or an idea or a topic, and after I do that meditation, my intuition would direct me to a specific piece of architecture I think I need to be writing on. And once I write it out and draft it and redo it, I will post it on Quest for the Mystic Temple. And today's insight was on service. We are introduced to this concept of service daily through business dealings, philanthropy, and different kinds of charities. Although, for me, the first kind that comes to my mind is the contribution or service the mother gives for the well-being of the child. I think the ancient forms of initiation were propagated to fulfill this specific need in nature. Some of us have evolved past torturing another human being and asking the victims to produce their God. In the 21st century, we now do it in different ways. In other words, We torture others by our egos, flourishing, untiled, keeping us in a state of darkness to blot out the light, which is a stage of consciousness. We're still divided and scattered, not thinking about the all watchful eye that is omnipresent. We cannot see it or touch it, but it works through the physical world by the way of us and all living things. Like the fetus inside the mother's womb, she is there, but the fetus is still blind to the light. The International Order of Freemasonry for Men and Women, L'Ordre Humain, and translated roughly into English, the International Order of Freemasonry for Men and Women, Human Rights, charges every member to practice using his or her speculative working tools in our daily lives, which in turn makes us operative as we contribute to our lodges, triangles, federations, and society by expressing our souls or being a servant. I see it as a person employed to work within the great architect's universe. Freemasonry can serve the candidate by instructing him or her by first working on themselves, which is in step with the ancient maxim of man know thyself and you shall know the universe and the gods. And within that process, you will be working to the glory of the great architect of the universe, which is being the witness of the creator and or to the perfection of humanity, the state of being free. And that's the end of service. And also dealing with the ego. Some people really don't know how the ego works or what it works through or the attributes that the ego has. So what I wanted to do right now is go over a little bit of the attributes of what to look out for, how to detect it. We were all born with an ego, our little protector. It is one part of us that is charged with keeping us alive and safe, but is born to serve its greatest purpose when we're the most vulnerable in our early years of childhood. As we enter adulthood and other stages of our spiritual development, it is supposed to discharge its duties and give way to our true self, which goes beyond our physical body and world attributed to many names and is attributed to many names, including the soul or higher self, to name a few. The ego is known to work through attributes, and if the average day person feeds these attributes, they will grow the ego instead of our divine nature. So as we grow up, there's a time to where the ego has to grow, has to flourish to keep us safe. After it, and then eventually it's charged to do that, and then eventually it's charged to fade away and then give way to our divine being, to our divine nature. But some of those attributes of the ego in today's society and probably every society and every time, it is flourished to grow. It is taught to grow. And some of those attributes are being closed-minded, feeding anger, control, criticizing, despair, fear, fanaticism, fanatical, gossip, impatient, impulsive, lying, materialistic, opinionated, prejudicial, ostracism, reactive, self-doubt, uncaring, unwilling to listen, inner and outer violence, worry, and preaching, just to name a few. There are many, many more attributes I may jot down and put up on my Marky Mystic Twitter account, so check that out. But of course, if you have attributes of the ego, you also have attributes of the soul or higher self, which I will do in the next public journal next month. So, and let me see if I can find my outro to leave you with a thought, if I can find it. And I will go out with the quote by Brother Manly P. Hall, which also deals with the expressing the ego, growing the ego, or sitting in your divine nature, standing on your divine nature. And I quote, "A mason cannot be made. He must grow to be by the expansion and the unfoldment of the divine power within his own heart." End quote. And until next time, Lexi Tenebris.